Today's words of wisdom, together we can choose a bright destiny, will be presented in Polish and English and subtitled in Arabic, all accents are Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. Polska to rozległy kraj, który leży w samym sercu Europy. Dzięki połączeniu starych miast i dzikiej przyrody Polska stała się jednym z ulubionych celów podróży. Tutaj turyści mogą znaleźć wiele pięknych miejsc, takich jak wyspy, półwyspy, skaliste szczyty, zalesione góry, bezkresne równiny, jeziora, rzeki, wodospady, a nawet pustynie. Kraj ten szczyci się posiadaniem 22 parków narodowych, około 1200 rezerwatów przyrody, ponad 100 parków krajobrazowych i 400 obszarów chronionych. Większość z nich jest ostoją rzadkich gatunków zwierząt. Polska w połowie XV wieku była największym państwem w Europie. W obecnej stolicy Polski w Warszawie nadal można znaleźć historyczne ulice, kościoły i budynki. Mottem Warszawy jest Contendit pro Chaos, to znaczy oprzeć się burzy. Zabytkowe centrum Warszawy, Stare Miasto, należy do Światowego Dziedzictwa UNESCO. Innymi miejscami z listy Światowego Dziedzictwa UNESCO są Kraków, legendarne miasto i dawna stolica Polski, z 6000 historycznych budynków. Malbork, sławny ze swojej krzyżackiej twierdzy, Zamość, jedyne miasto Polski całkowicie zbudowane w stylu renesansowym i zaliczane do klejnotów renesansowej architektury. Kalwaria Zabrzydowska, piękny krajobraz kultury, posiadający ważne duchowe znaczenie, związane z męką Chrystusa, będący celem pielgrzymek od ponad 600 lat. Z szeroko rozwiniętą nauką i kulturą Polska wydała na świat wielu utalentowanych zdobywców Nagrody Nobla w dziedzinie literatury, a są nimi Henryk Sienkiewicz, Władysław Reymont, poeta Czesław Miłosz i Wiesława Szymborska. Polski wkład w muzykę zdobył międzynarodowe uznanie poprzez światowej sławy kompozytorów. Fryderyk Chopin, urodzony w Polsce, nazywany również poetą fortepianu, Henryk Wieniewski, Virtuos skrzypiec, Karol Szymanowski oraz Krzysztof Penderecki, wybitny współczesny kompozytor. Szeroko znane na świecie jest także polskie malarstwo historyczne z wybitnymi dziełami Jana Matejki i Juliusza Kosaka. Polska także wydała na świat Mikołaja Kopernika, którego doskonałość umysłu i naukowa rzetelność całkowicie zmieniły podstawy astronomii oraz miejsce ludzkości i planety Ziemi we Wszechświecie. Polska jest również miejscem narodzin jednego z ukochanych światowych przywódców religijnych, Jego Świętobliwości papieża Jana Pawła II. W grudniu 2008 roku Polska będzie gospodarzem najważniejszego na świecie forum dyskusji politycznej 14. Konferencji Stron Ramowej Konwencji Narodów Zjednoczonych w sprawie zmian klimatu UNFCCC. Dodatkowo w 2012 roku wspólnie z Ukrainą Polska będzie gospodarzem europejskich mistrzów w piłce nożnej. 11 maja 1999 roku najwyższa mistrzyni Qinghai wygłosiła w Polsce wykład w Warszawie, czwartym przystanku na trasie jej europejskiego Tony. Zapraszamy Was teraz na ten szczególny wykład zatytułowany Wspólnie możemy wybrać pomyślną przyszłość.
The duty that God has assigned to me this life is to help you to reconnect yourself with your great Father, with our Father. And then you will experience that we are one, you and I same, and we and God are one. It takes place immediately, and it will continue every day as you go further into the connection with God again. It is immediate because we already have all the equipment, just like the electricity, we have to just plug in and the light come on. God has revealed to me that in the beginning, when we humankind first came here, we were happy, we were all right, we were not yet lost the contact. But as we continue in this planet, the dirt of the world, the heaviness of this material energy have made us weary, has made us tired, and then we have somehow weakened our contact and then lost, forgotten the contact with our home, our Father. And that's why sometimes God has sent the messenger to remind us, to help us to reconnect again. And sometimes if we're lucky, we met one of these and catch the lineage of transmission again, and then we reborn anew, we are reawakened, and we know so many things that there is to know. We do not need any explanation or any teacher afterward. And I am also very lucky to have met some of these people, and now that I know something, and God told me I should continue to distribute this knowledge to whoever likes to know. The Supreme Master Jinghai is not my name, huh? It's the name of the Father. God wants me to have that name so that His children know that it's Him who is speaking, not a human who speaks to you. My ego was very alarmed at first, but God told me, don't worry, He knows what to do. Whatever God commands, I just have to do. After knowing God, I have no personal business, no private time, no personal wish, no nothing. I just have to do whatever His will. And of course, it would not be easy if God's grace has not protected this so-called being. Jesus, Buddha, Mohammed, many, the Lord Jesus, the great teacher, and many other teachers have sacrificed their life and shed their blood so that we can be in peace and safety to speak the truth in this era of our planet. So we thank God for that. Also, we thank God that in this era of difficulty, He has blessed us with so much abundance of new discovery, new invention, so that our life is much more comfortable than in the life of Lord Jesus. So that we can come to see each other so quickly, easily, few hours flight. And no need to stand on the hill because we have microphone. The more Master has graced our planet, the more people know about the truth of God, the more elevated our planet will be. And that's how we say, glory is your name in heaven as well as on earth. This planet will be like heaven in the year 3000. There will be no more bloodshed, no more war, no more misunderstanding between brothers and sisters, no more killing of any being, however small, as insect. We are getting there. I don't know about your country, but in America, every year now, there are tens of thousands of people become vegetarian due to love and many other reasons. And I could even come to you today, sit here, talk openly, safely, which wouldn't have been possible years ago. I feel every day that God's grace is keep pouring more and more. People realize more and more of this God's grace, and I'm just so excited and so happy. I don't know how to explain to you. Sometimes I feel out of patience because I work too slow for His command. He wants to move faster, faster. But the body has limit, and human's mind has sometimes the limit of understanding about something, almost like new as God's grace, even though it is not new at all. If God say we are His children, if the Buddha say we have all Buddha nature the same, why could not we become like them? We must live a life of glory, a life of wisdom, a life of happiness, a life of intelligence, a life of positive power. We must, because we are the children of God, and we can do that. Of course, I'll show you how. And it will cost us nothing now, later, between, and after. Never cost you anything at all. Why? Because the kingdom of God is yours. It's not that I give you, so I cannot charge you for the things that you have. And there is nothing you want that He will not give you. He will take care of minute detail of your life, including waking you up when you're late. Really, during this hectic schedule, He takes care of me so detailedly that sometimes I cry. I go always into a strange country, almost first time, don't know anywhere. Always He put me in a good hotel, and good next to Chinese restaurant, Vietnamese restaurant, shop, whatever, so that I have everything I need. Otherwise, I probably am hungry. Every day miracles happen to our lives once we reconnect ourselves with God. And all we have to do is just sit there and try to listen to what He says. That's all we do. That's why we call it meditation or silent prayer, praying in the closet or contemplating on God, whatever you want to call it. It's just a silent communication with God so that we know what to do with our life. After that, we never worry about anything because we know God takes care every way. Before that, even when we do things all smoothly, we still worry that it might go wrong. Afterward, when something goes wrong, we will wait and see, because we know later God will bring us somewhere else, which is supposed to be, and we know that's why things go wrong in the first place. So we live our life in peace, in security, and in the immense love of God every second of our life, awake or asleep. Because we have the choice to leave the coarse, the gross, the rough energy, the rough level of energy behind us or below us, and we have the choice to descend into a higher level of life which exists at the same times, and take out whatever goodness from the higher level. Up to now, if we are not connected with God, our only choice is this material energy of existence. That's why even though we try our best every day, we often fail in our endeavor, and we often feel unhappy. Because the material energy in this planet is heavy and is always give us pressure. But after the reconnection, we can go higher and higher, and then we can be more clear, and we know the wisdom of God, and we can take care of things better when we come back down again. That's why the Bible mentioned that heaven is within you. It means that when we quiet down and disconnect ourselves with this material world for a while, then we can find something else exists within us. It doesn't mean within our body. It's just that another world within this material world, which is much better, much happier, And we can always come up and down. We can live in this world at the same time, but we can also enjoy heaven at the same time, or at least sometimes in a day, and then later continuously when we are more adept. And that's how we become holy. Because we will have everything, then we will not want anything. Then we will know that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall never want. Because there is a great contentment, there's a great peace, great blessing after we are reconnected with our Father. At that time, we have money, we are not attached to money. We have everything that God gives us for comfort, but we could even throw them away if necessary. But God would not want us to do that. God wants us to enjoy this life materially as well as heavenly life at the same time. We have both worlds in our hand. When I begin to seek God and when I began to know Him, I renounce everything because I don't feel I need anything anymore except our Father. And I'm happy that I have Him. I don't want anything else. But then God wanted to give me so many things, everything that I ever want or don't even want. And I say, why? I don't need them. I said, my Lord, I could go without food even. I could go without drink. I could go without any comfort. I can only see you every day. What else do I want? At that time, I ate only one meal a day, and I have only 3 pairs of clothes and a sleeping bag to take wherever I go. But God said to me, no, you have to change. You have to show the world that I give you everything. You have to set an example of glory in heaven as well as on earth. So that the people who see you will see me, that I am a generous father. That I am the father, I take care of all my children, everything that we have. Everything He will give to His children, yes. I was a little reluctant, but of course I say, okay, Father, all right, whatever you say, I do it. So He has been giving and giving and blessing me in abundance ever since, and I could not even use up all the things He gave to me. So happy that I have, I can share with other people.
I on said, że...
And I think our Father is right. I should have money. Nowadays, everything is very progressed, you know, scientific. And suppose I want to come to you. I need to buy a ticket. I don't want to ask this from you. I should have it and buy it myself. And that's very good. And God has given us our planet, great, great progressive procedure and timing. And we have to update ourselves with His grace. So we have to live according to the time, the progressive earth. In order to use all this new invention, new comfort that God has bestowed upon us, we need also material sufficient. I make use of all this scientific new discovery in order to relay the message to our brothers and sisters. See, I have my telephone here. It's international. Without this, I cannot get to you on time. I cannot tell my staff what to do, and I cannot get in touch with the world. I will lose time, delay in my schedule, and this is very convenient, and I need money to buy it, for example. So, okay, let's work together in the way of glory, in the way of love, in the way of grace, in the way of abundance, the way our Father wants us to live. I am no different from you. I do what you do. I eat what you eat. I work how you work. So, what I can do, you can do.
Maybe
you
can better.
So, whatever God has grace me to know, you will know the same, or you might know even more according to your need. So you are invited to leave behind the suffering life, the less knowledgeable life, the powerless life to step into the grace of God, the kingdom of God, and live the life of the children of the Most High. Whatever service I can offer you, I will do so until the day God calls me back home. Thank you for your attention, and if you have any more questions, please feel welcome to do so.
What language did you speak with your God?
Oh, God's language. There's only one language which is universal. Nevertheless, you can communicate with him in Polish. I have two ways of communicate. Outside, I communicate with you, or sometimes in my own language or English, but inside, in a higher level, we can communicate in all kinds of languages. God has empowered me with the knowledge of all the languages of the world, but at the soul level. So when a new brother and sister in Poland calling for help, I could understand him and come to his aid immediately. Inside, not outside, not physically.
Why we should not eat meat? Because Jesus himself shared meat with other people, that is from the gospel, with fish.
We also eat meat and fish, but vegetarian meat, vegetarian fish, they look exactly the same, taste also the same, and very nutritious, just the same. For example, if you come to my place, or if you come to a vegetarian restaurant, you will see hamburgers, beef burger, chicken wings, fish, shrimps, all kind of things. They look alike and they taste delicious, and you can digest quicker than eating the real animal stuff. So if you come to my place, for example, you cannot say that I don't feed you fish or meat. You will have plenty. So could have been that Jesus have eaten these traditional vegetarian meat and fish. When I was married to my ex-German husband, I cook all the time for the neighbors when they like to come to eat, and then they thought they were meat and fish and shrimps until I told them that they are vegetarian. And one day my husband thought that, oh, it's terrible to invite people to vegetarian food all the time, so he brought some cold meat, because I don't cook meat at home. He brought cold meat, cold fish and everything for everybody, and the neighbor don't touch it. They say they want my food because they say it tastes better.
How do you perceive God? Explain it and tell where he is and how does he look like. If you say we can meet him, explain how.
Oh, I will explain to you after the lecture. If you want to know, you can stay behind, or you can go out now and put your name down, and then we'll call you later. You can see him in the form of light, like Moses has seen him. You can hear him with the sound of many waters, as the Bible mentioned, many more. Or you can see God sometimes appear as a human form so that you can identify better. And sometimes you can see God as formless. Once you are in a higher level, you will know that it's God. No need explanation.
So how long does it take before we actually can see God?
To see God is immediately. 1 second, you can see him. But in order to know God further, we will have to give you some instructions so you can do it at home. And it takes a little longer, 1 or 2 hours. So if you have time, you stay behind and we'll show you.
If we all have a need of money and wealth, why does God allow so many people to suffer from hunger?
Yes, because we are disconnected.
How long are you going to be in your body here on this earth?
Well, God will tell me when time comes. I have plenty more to do yet.
I hear that you collect our karma from the past. How does it affect you? How does it influence you?
Well, that's just my job. It's no big deal. Every job has some burden, of course. This job has also some burden that I have to carry, but you have no need to know. It's just like the garbage man, he collects all the garbage from your house and then he will be burning it in another place. And meanwhile, he will smell and he will sweat. He don't look good. It just affects sometimes the physical body, but God always bless me that I can go through any suffering, any difficulty, and I'm willing to do that and more so that you know again that you are great, that you know again that we have one Father. It's an honor to do anything for love.
You speak a lot about God. Did you think about working with the Pope? Did you spread your message in churches? There are a lot of people there.
Well, His Holiness has enough work to do. And I have enough work to do. We both have work to do. It's fine. We don't have to, like, really physically work together. We just work together in the spirit.
What is the most important thing in meditation?
God comes and we know what to do. At that time, we really do nothing. The doing comes later when we receive the knowledge during meditation. At that time, we should not think of anything. But I will show you what to do. Like everything else in life, we must learn properly so that we can have the best result and no side effects.
Dziękujemy za obejrzenie dzisiejszych słów mądrości. Dołączcie do nas jutro. Na podsumowanie wykładu wspólnie możemy wybrać pomyślną przyszłość. A teraz zostańcie z nami na technologię Złotego Wieku w Supreme Master Television. Życzymy Wam pełnego błogosławieństw i radości weekendu. Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. Please tune in again tomorrow for the conclusion of Together We Can Choose a Bright Destiny. And now, please stay tuned for Golden Age Technology only on Supreme Master Television. We wish you a blessed and joyous weekend.